Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. My, 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 what a wonderful day I am having. Or I should say, wonderful weather I am having. Is the sun really shining through the clouds? Or is there a circle in between the clouds? I can't tell. My curtain is covering the sky. Ow! Oh, yeah, no, don't look directly at the sun. Ow. Oh, good grief. Okay. Ow. All right, so, again, welcome to Showtime Radio Time. Ow. And at that moment, the sun brightens. Okay. And I cannot see my computer screen. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyways, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time once again. Today, we have several holidays going on. I do believe the count is 11. So, let me read to you all what the holidays are for today, April 25th, 2016. Today is DNA Day, East Meets West Day, Hairstylists Appreciation Day, National Crayola Day, and if you're not familiar with Crayola, it's a brand of crayons. National Mani-Pedi Day. Ooh, a lot of girls are going to be having so much fun today. National Plumbers Day. We love you all. We thank you for unclogging our toilets. National Telephone Day. Parental Alienation Awareness Day. Red Hat Society Day. Woohoo! My grandma's actually part of that. World Malaria Day. Yikes. Stay away from whatever that's from. And finally, World Penguin Day. Woo! Penguins! Penguins. All right, so I am actually looking up World Malaria Day because I cannot remember what causes that. Mostly among African Americans, Middle East and parts of Europe. World Malaria Day sprung out of the efforts of taking place across the African continent to commemorate Africa Malaria Day. Yes, but I am asking what malaria is. It's a mosquito-borne infectious disease. That's what I thought, mosquitoes. So if you're in Africa, Asia, Middle East, and certain parts of Europe, be careful you are wearing, make sure you are wearing bug spray. I do not want you all to get malaria. We do not want this country, we do not want this world to get worse. Please and thank you. I love you. I actually did not know. Ooh, what's this? Ooh, he's going to have a, whoa. That's awesome. I don't know if I actually want to read that, but that's awesome. One of the YouTubers that I watch is getting his own comic. Not sure if that, I think that might make his head a bit bigger. Anyways, today I found out that it is National Poetry Month. And I want to read you all a quote that was said by one of my most favorite actors. And unfortunately, he passed away. Not recently, but he did pass away. Well, I'll give you a hint. His last film was Night at the Museum 3. And one of his more known films was Aladdin and also Fern Gully. Yes, if you haven't figured out who it is, I am disappointed in you because Aladdin and Fern Gully are two of his best films, in my personal opinion. Well, of course, there's also Good Will Hunting, and oh, it's There's just so many films that he's done. Patch Adams, that's another one. Yes, now you know who I'm talking about. Robin Williams. It's really unfortunate that he passed, but the quote that we have for today to commemorate National Poetry Month is a beautiful one. So here it is. Read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race. And the human race is filled with passion. And medicine, law, business, engineering, these are all noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. And that was quoted, that was said by Robin Williams, the wonderful Robin Williams. Oh, that's right. He was also in a Dead Poets Society. I forgot about that film. That's actually one of my favorites. What a wonderful quote. I love you, Robin Williams. I'm actually sharing this. I don't remember if I shared it on my Facebook or not. But that's actually where I found the quote. There's this magazine that I follow on Facebook called The Writer's Circle, and they post some really useful stuff. And they also post some really beautiful quotes from other people. Okay, so let's see. Before I continue with the other before I continue explaining the other holidays, I think I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And this is a pretty long one. I think I'm actually going to play it from where it was last time, although I can't remember where I stopped it last time. So let me play it a little bit while I figure things out. Okay. Yeah, this is where I'm going to start it. Okay. So this is actually sort of a slow song, sort of a fast song. I do want you guys to keep your tennis shoes on, keep that water bottle close. But still, I want you to be dancing, even no matter how, no matter what pace this song is, because it's one of my favorites. It's from the film Prince of Egypt. But remember, once I'm done with this playlist, which should be in 2-3 weeks maybe, I'm going to be playing new music on my computer, which is awesome. Remember, keep dancing.
Yeah.
All right, and that was Deliver Us from the film The Prince of Egypt. It says that Ofra Haza and Eden Regal sang it, but I know there's more than two people in that song. It couldn't have been just them two. But if it is just those two singing it and they did all those voices, kudos for them. They are amazing. Okay, so let's see what holidays were left that I didn't talk about. DNA Day. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about Parental Alienation Awareness Day. I'm actually not familiar with that one, and I don't really know what it's about. I should have done history on it, but I didn't. And the website it led to me doesn't look like it's entirely in English. Okay, I don't know there it is, history of, let's see, it all started in fall of 2005. Sarvi Emo learns about parental alienation and hostile aggressive parenting because of what her friends' children were going through, trying to directly educate the children's other parent and family about how their behavior was harming the children yielded no positive results. So, Sarvi Emo, Emo, tries to publish an article about the harm parental alienation and hostile aggressive parenting behaviors do to children in the local paper, but gets refused. So Sarvi Emo thinks of the idea of an awareness day in an effort to try to get as many people as possible to educate Roger's ex, her family, and the media about how PA and HAP behaviors harm the innocent children in the middle. Of course, Awareness Day very quickly became more than about two children, but about all the children all over the world experiencing these harmful behaviors. Wow. The first Parental Alienation Awareness Day website with Target Awareness Day being March 28th, Rogers' birthday. Huh. That's interesting. There's all kinds of history to this. The most recent one is 2010. Sarvi Emo adds the idea of Bubbles of Love Day to PAAD, which is Parental Alienation Awareness Day, to give it a positive spin and to make it more palatable to the general public, a more fun event to do, and enabling the ability to get kids to join in easily and spread the positively spun message. Everyone agrees children should love and be loved by both parents and sides of their family without fear and guilt. And everyone loves Bubbles. That's true. Everyone loves Bubbles. Oh, now I remember her last name. I remember her. I remembered her name. Awesome. Sorry. The other day I was trying to figure out who my childhood doctor was, and now I remember. I'm terrible. Okay. Let's see. So, if you're not familiar with parental alienation and hostile aggressive parenting, you had a lucky life. Because I've actually seen it, and I wasn't necessarily a victim of it, but I don't know. I definitely see it in my family, but it's not as hostile as some families, I should say. Parental alienation, sometimes called hostile aggressive parenting, is a behavior by a parent or an adult a child trusts, such as a grandmother, father, aunt, uncle, even a mother, whether conscious or unconscious, that could create alienation in the relationship between a child and a parent. Parental alienation, or HAP, hostile aggressive parenting, can be mild and temporary or extreme and ongoing. Most researchers believe that any alienation of a child against a parent is harmful to the child's emotional and mental health. Extreme, obsessive, and ongoing parental alienation can cause terrible psychological damage to children extending well into adulthood. It's incredible how crazy that can be. Yikes. So I guess I was a part of that. It was, but it was just mild and temporary, I guess. Weird. Wow. Okay, so let's see. What are the other holidays? Red Hat Society Day. Now, I said that my grandma was a part of this, but I could be wrong. I just remember my mom buying her a red hat. And, yeah, no, she is in the society. Because there's a Red Hat Society in the place that she lives in. And I don't know if mom convinced her to do it or if she decided to do it. But it turned out that she didn't have a red hat and mom got her one. Which is so sweet of mom. Oh, man. Anyways, I should probably get to the next song. Yes, I should. Okay, so the next song is also from the film Prince of Egypt. I think you guys might actually know the name of this particular singer, because I think he's also an actor, and he is really good at what he does. So, everyone, this is Brian Stokes Mitchell. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to dance, because I know it will at some, because I know it will be bouncy at some point. All right, and that was Brian Stokes Mitchell, Through Heaven's Eyes. There's actually another song of the same title. Actually, I think it's the same title. I can't remember. But I know it's used in the film Quest for Camelot. No, it's not Through Heaven's Eyes. It's Through Your Eyes. Okay, never mind. I'm remembering wrong. All right, so let's see. How much time do we have left, and how much time is the next song? Okie dokie, then. So that's actually a pretty short song. Well, not short, but all right. So let's see. Hairstylist Appreciation Day. If ever you're getting your hair done, if you have getting your hair done anytime today, you let them know that they're doing a great job, and if not, at least give them a compliment or a comment or anything like that. Hairstylists are important. Without them, we would not be able to look good for our jobs. And let's see, there's National Crayola Day. I don't really know what you can do for that, but I suppose buying crayons and markers and stuff by the company would be a good idea. Mani-pedis, awesome. If you do get your manis or pedis today, be sure to tip them, no matter if they screwed up or not. Plumbers, we love you. Thank you for keeping our houses clean and awesome. I mean, I know you're not a janitor, but seriously, you keep our pipes working. National Telephone Day. Now, that's interesting. Is that because of Alexander Graham Bell? Yes, it is. Awesome. Those words, Mr. Watson, come here. I want you. Wow. Awesome. 1876. Wow. A lot has happened since then. Yikes. Okay. And we already talked about Parental Alienation Awareness Day, Red Hat Society, World Malaria, World Penguin Day. I wonder how that started. Dates when celebrated. Penguin Awareness Day, always January 20th. World Penguin Day, always April 25th. So what is origin of Penguin Day? Coincides with the annual northward migration of penguins. This happens each year on or around April 25th. Penguins do not fly. Rather, they walk or waddle their way to and from. Our research did not uncover any information about the origin of Penguin Awareness Day, and we found no consensus on the dates. Rather, we found several conflicting dates in January. That's awesome. If anyone can provide information about this day, please contact us. Okay. Wow, I did not know that. Penguins are found in Antarctica, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Peru, the Falkland Islands, and the Galapagos Islands. Elsewhere, they are only found in zoos. Oh, I feel so sorry for them. Sorry. That sounded more emotional than usual. It's because I'm kind of choking on my own spit. I don't know how that happens, but it works. It does happen. All right, so tomorrow's holidays. I'm going to let you guys know about that before I say goodbye. And I probably should say goodbye right now, actually, but I want to read the tomorrow's holidays. Audubon Day, Hug a Friend Day, Hug an Australian Day. I do not know any Australians. National Help a Horse Day. National Kids and Pets Day. National Pretzel Day. National Richter Scale Day. Wow. National Static Cling Day. School Bus Drivers Day. Appreciate your school bus drivers. Seriously, I actually bumped into one of my school bus drivers a couple weeks ago, and oh my gosh, I had so much fun. World Intellectual Property Day. What is that? Anyways, I got to get going, everyone. I am overdue with saying goodbye. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Playing with the Big Boys Now by Steve Martin and Martin Short. Yes, it's the Martin. Bye, everyone.
Salkar.
Salkat.
Reshku.
Wanjat.
Anubi.
Anubi.
Teshku. Teshku. Hemsut.
Teshku.
Hek.
Bastet.
Ra.
Mut.
Nut.
Tatar.
Hemsut.
Hatu.
Salkar.
Tatar.
Sashku. Rasku. Sobek.
Wanjat.
Teshku.
Mother.
Nefu.
Nefu.
Ra.
So you think you've got friends in high places? With the power to put us on the run.
Well, forgive us these smiles on our faces.
You'll know what power is when we are done.
You're playing with the big boys now.